some people instinctively give of themselves without expectation of receiving anything in return.
I decided this is what I want to do the rest of my life.
It was an unexpected twist in the road that led Michelle Allen from the Bronx to become a foster parent with the social services organization Leek and Watts. She assumed temporary custody of her two young granddaughters. Her son's children were living with their mother.
It was an unfortunate situation where they were left alone and they were rescued by ACS and Leek and Watts. That's what I call it. They were saved. Temporarily placed in care here at Leek and Watts in my home. And 2 years later, they were reunited with their mother, who completed all the programs and trainings that were required and mandatory. And life is great.
The experience changed her life.
After a year, I took a year off, but I was so lonely because I'm a single mom myself. I live alone. So having children in the house was a plus for me. So when they returned to their mother, I found myself alone again. But prior to the girls coming into my home, I was alone then, but I didn't feel lonely. But when they left me, suddenly I felt so lonely, like a big part of me was taken away. But I knew I couldn't keep them forever because what Leek and Watts was doing was great. So the whole 2 years I was preparing myself to separate with them because that was the goal. And the goal was accomplished. But then I was left needing a foster parent.
Michelle Allen decided to open her heart and her home to teenage girls.
And I try and make my home as comfortable and a welcoming home as possible. And that eventually allows them to just feel more comfortable with me, and they end up opening up to me because I have some stories of my own to tell. So once they hear mine, they're like, whoa, I thought I had it bad. So it takes time, but in my home, it doesn't take a long time at all. Immediately after coming into my home, we began cooking together. I have all sorts of games. I have a fitness center in my home. I have a garden directly across the street from my home. We can stand on the balcony and look at the garden. We go downstairs, we pick cucumbers, tomatoes, anything that I plant, sunflowers, and they also plant. So immediately after coming into my home, we just bond. We bond in a family way. I don't force anything on them. I just let them know what's mine is yours. Don't ask for anything. Help yourself.
Her approach is gentle. The girls come from fractured families, and they're in a fragile state.
I can see that they're very happy, but they're always still withdrawn because, of course, moving from home to home and, you know, not knowing if this home is going to be a keeper, a stayer, or is she being nice, and then 1 month later, I'm going to be removed from her. So some, they withdraw, and like I said, you have to allow them to, because they have to warm up to you. I can't force myself upon them. So I just try and be myself, show them as much love as possible, and of course invite them to church with me on Sunday, which not one has ever refused. So that's a good thing.
Sometimes the smallest gesture can mean the most.
Introducing each and every one of them to my family, friends, and church members as my daughter, not stepdaughters or, I'm sorry, foster daughters, my daughter. And I always look to see how they react to that, and they draw a little bit closer to me. I mean, I've had some just wrap their arm right in mine, like, okay, this is a good mom, you know, and I'm proud that she's saying I'm her daughter. So it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
Over time,
they begin to open up to me more. And like I said, I never ask them personal questions about how you came into foster care, because you never know what the reason is. Some of the reasons they don't ever want to talk about again. So I just allow them to attach themselves to me, and they do. So once we become more comfortable with each other, one another in the home, without asking, they volunteer information about whatever the reason it is that brought them into foster care. But I think they do it because the relationship that I build with them is such a positive one. All the time I'm talking about school. I have great connections in the corporate world. So I always make promises, and these are kept promises. You finish school, you want a summer job. I have people in all areas of the world. Fast foods, nonprofit organizations, clerical reception, and I keep my promise.
Michelle Allen nurtures her girls and tries to build self-esteem.
Believe in yourself. Anything that you want to do, you can accomplish it. Do not be discouraged. Life will throw obstacles and things at you from all directions 24/7. Do not be discouraged. Stay focused. And you can become whoever you want to be because these are well-talented girls.
And she provides moral support during a tumultuous time in a young life.
They're maturing in more ways than I imagine. They're now even rebuilding and reestablishing relationships with their paternal parents, which I sometimes have lunch and dinner with. So I'm a part of that too. It's very, very important that when they leave my home, and it's not that when they leave my home, I think you should be on good rapport with anyone. I mean, you can't hold grudges. You have to have a forgiving heart. And whatever the circumstance is, I tell them, please don't hold your parents at fault. You have to forgive them. It was during a time when they probably weren't in their right minds themselves, or due to the situation, they were just not able to raise you properly.
New York City has honored Michelle Allen for her devotion to the foster care system. Meredith Barber is with Leakin Watts.
Michelle is really special in the fact that she takes in teens and also young teen mothers along with their children. There is such a need for foster parents who are willing to take on some of the toughest cases. As a parent, it's difficult to raise your own teenager, to help support a teenager who has been through trauma, such as witnessing domestic violence or a whole cadre of other difficulties. There's something really special about the parents who are willing to step up to the plate in that extra special way.
Giving, loving, and sharing is the most gratifying, you know, thing in the world to me. Just seeing these girls grow and mature, that's my wealth. That's my wealth. That makes me feel rich. That makes me feel tall. That makes me feel very important, that I'm doing something good for someone other than myself or my immediate family members. You have to go outside of the box sometime.
In the Bronx, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.